it's the first time, and you learn a lot about the players and how they handled the occasion. Doubly, as we talked about yesterday in the press conference with it being in England, thank you to the Chesterfield public for coming and supporting the team. Not just turning up, but actually, you know, creating a good atmosphere as well. And, you know, I think the players will be much better for the experience, not just for this tournament, but for their long-term development as well. So, obviously, the mood is a good one in the dressing room now. They enjoyed the experience. And, man, I thought we deserved to win again.
Was it relief in the end, Steve?
It's the first game. It's important to win the first game in a tournament. You know, there are different things about international football and tournaments, and the first game is always a key game. And although it was only 2-1 and only one goal in it, you see how we conceded the goal before half-time. You know, shows how quick things can happen. So I wouldn't say relief. So I actually thought we managed the game out well after we took the lead. You know, could have maybe scored a couple more, actually. But we were pleased that we managed the game in their half and not ours. And I think they... Well, fair play to them. We were concerned about the game, as I said yesterday. They're a good team, you know, and they've done more than well to qualify. They qualified really well. And we knew we had to be ready tonight. So it wasn't just about playing the game. It was a little bit about playing the occasion as well, because it was an occasion for the boys. And like I said, we're pleased that we've come out.
Did you sense that occasion and the pressure you're talking about? Do you think that might have got to the boys a little bit in the first half?
Well, I'm sure that there was a new experience for them as individuals. I mean, that's what's interesting. You know, you're learning about individuals. Mm. We're working with individuals here, trying to get them through to Gareth at the senior team, and they've got a long way to go before that in terms of age. But I'm sure there were moments where the boys were at the gather their thoughts and sort of get themselves together. But that's why we're playing these tournaments, so they can experience things like that. And good if they did, because they've got to learn to handle occasions like this.
Was it a little bit frustrating to concede the penalty just a few seconds before half-time? Did that change your team talk at all?
No, we didn't really mention the goal that we conceded half-time. I mean, it was frustrating, of course, because, you know, we felt we were good for the 1-0 lead and it was about getting in half-time. And we knew there was obvious ways to win the game today, so it was about clarifying that message to the boys. And so then, yeah, you know, you can see just before half-time, in a way that it's not us really, you know, a sort of longer ball from the back. I didn't deal with it with a second ball, if you like. And I'm not sure if it was a penalty, if anyone's seen it or not, it doesn't matter. But yeah, it was a bad time to concede. But that happens. Game management is so key for younger players, and they're at that stage now where they really need to understand or learn to understand. So it was a good learning opportunity for them, and that's how I will be looking at it.
The double change you made, the goal followed not that long afterwards. Was that a deliberate decision to change the shape?
Yeah, Mike Marsh deserves all the credit for that. It was his change, his recommendation, I went with it. And, you know, obviously the boys have delivered and we scored on the next attack. But we knew we could get them down the sides. We were having joy down there anyway, and every sort of attack came from that, really. There were a couple of central ones, but the wide attacks were the ones that were most dangerous. But to be fair to Marsh, we were obviously playing a right-footed left-back. But we just made the change, got Bukayo on the left, wanted to come over to the right. And as I said, Mike Marsh, highly experienced, talented coach, worked in the Premier League, showed his real worth. So don't give me any credit for it.
What were your thoughts on Thomas Doyle's performance?
I really like our midfield players today. I thought that they had a real clear job to do, both in and out of possession. Tommy's a young boy, still a schoolboy, you know, he's got exams coming up in a few weeks. So he was a good example of handling the occasion well, you know, and kept his nerve on the penalty, took that well. And but he's one of many boys tonight, all of them played well, and I'm just really pleased that they got out of the occasion what they did, because it will stand them in such good stead for the future.
You must be pleased with Doyle and Garner, the combination there?
Yeah, but again, you know, pleased with lots of combinations around the pitch. As I just said, you know, they bossed midfield both in and out of possession, because it's both sides of the game, and we've got to be really good at that. If you want to be successful in tournaments, if you want to progress through the age groups, you've got to be able to play well with and without the ball, and I thought they did that really well today. And Elijah Dixon-Bonner, when he came on as well, and sort of added to that, shows the strength that we've got in that area.
You mentioned there some of the guys are studying. Have they got the textbooks out in the camp just swatting up?
Every day, school, yeah. We have two teachers with us full-time, and the first part of the day, the morning, is education. You know, Caitlin Hawkins runs a comprehensive education programme for us. It's really important. Kids need to do the GCSEs. It's demanding, you know, coming to 2 years. It happens every year, by the way. Last year in Croatia, they were doing them in Croatia, and the year before in Azerbaijan. So it's nothing different, a little bit easier, if you like, this year, because we're in England.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're living a nice life, if you like. They've got a lot going for them, the boys, but it's demanding. It's a demanding time, you know. They're under 16s. They've got GCSEs coming up. They're trying to make the most of this wonderful experience here, the Euros. But I'm sure they wouldn't change it.
You persevered with Amici, I thought. I thought you struggled in the first half, but the second half you came alive.
But brilliant, you know, because out of possession, I thought he was outstanding, as good as anybody off the ball, where he normally, you know, is known for the other side of his game. But he really come alive in the second half, looked a real threat. And, you know, I thought he's a good example of an individual that plays with the team. And we need that, because if we're going to do anything with these England teams, we've got this about the collective and it's not about individuals. And then that message has been clear from day one when they've come in at under-15s, and it will remain all the way through to Gareth.
How are you coping with the pressure, Steve? Everyone's expecting England to win, aren't they?
Yeah, but you know, I've said many times, you know, what is winning at under-17 is the obvious win in the tournament. We I don't mean we won the game tonight. We won. The players won tonight because of the experience they just had. This is development football. It's all about getting better for the future. And tonight was brilliant. That's why I'm so grateful that the public turned up. 6,000, you know, every Chesterfield up and the whole ground. You know, I felt like a proper football game, and we're grateful for that. But I love it. This is why you do international coaching, about the tournament. You know, so if you can't get excited about being involved in a you know, a home tournament, then you know.
And did you get a chance to see Italy today as well?
Yeah, we had a look. Yeah, looking at St George's Park, so we didn't have to go too far. And that's what's good, isn't it? You know, you see the other teams. I'm sure they were watching us tonight, as were Switzerland. And you get now into your game plans, and you know, you start thinking about your team, and you move on to the next one. Tournament football is brilliant.